Well, it's great news, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously great news for England and the England cricket team. Ben Stokes is virtually irreplaceable in any format. You know, he's one of the great all-rounders in world cricket at the moment. But more importantly, it is great news for Ben Stokes, both physically with his finger. It looks like that finger that he damaged in the summer is better. Mentally, it just shows that Ben, having taken a break, an extended break out of the side, out of the game, is in a better place mentally.
Welcome back to Sports Day. That being the voice of former England Test captain Nasser Hussain, the rhetoric is changing. It's gone from the English media calling it the worst team we've ever sent over to Australia to, hang on.
It could be a chance.
Ben Stokes is back. Monty Panesar has become our own little correspondent here on Sports Day to all things cricket in England. Monty, am I on the money? Are the English media jumping back on the bandwagon?
Well, good evening to you. It's good morning in England. And firstly, thank you for having me on the show. Look, I think, we knew the squad wasn't, as strong as it could have been with Jofra Archer not being there. And the inclusion of Ben Stokes gives us something to cheer about. But let's be honest, England haven't won a test match, for the last, 10 test matches in Australia. Mm. And Ben Stokes hasn't played his last competitive match since July the 26th in the 100. So it's going to be a huge, he's going to pack out stadiums. It's going to be huge interest because we all love watching Ben Stokes, which is great news for Cricket Australia. But the Australians were already prepared. Nathan Lyon already said that we expect Ben Stokes to be on that trip. Yeah. So I think from a competitive perspective, I think Australia are well prepared for Ben Stokes.
So do you think there is a question mark over whether he can perform given he sat out for so long?
Well, this is I think if he can do well in Australia, then yeah, we will definitely say he's up there with Ian Botham, because Ian Botham, that's what makes him the exceptional all-rounder in English cricket. He's done so well in Australia. That's still a question mark. I know he scored 100 at Perth and he took 15 wickets, two series ago. He couldn't go in the last one because of that Bristol situation. But it's great news. It's going to get people to watch the Ashes. Everyone's going to have that hope of optimism in England that, yes, we can do it. When Ben Stokes has a bat in his hand or a ball, we're going to think, yeah, he's going to produce that Headingley moment. But the Australian conditions are completely different, the Australians are well equipped. They would know how to, beat England in Australia. So I think, the Australians, they already said it in the media a few weeks back, so they already knew that Ben Stokes will be coming on this trip. So you can see how prepared this Australian team is.
Hey, Monty, what's the perception of Ben in England? I mean, he's seen on these shores as obviously a great player, but a bit of a bad boy that's had a few issues off the field as well. And far be it for Australians to judge. We've developed a few of those our own. But what's his perception? You talked about him being much loved there a little while ago.
He's Superman. We see him as Superman of cricket, and simple as that. We just think, as fans, cricket fans, who love watching Ben Stokes, here's going to be another magical moment. Here's going to be another Headingley moment, another World Cup moment. And that's what we are going to expect from him in Australia. I know, we all want him to be in a happy place, and it's so good to see him mentally being so well. But there will be that sense of expectation of like, well, can he do that, at Brisbane? Can he do that, in Sydney? Can he do it at Melbourne? We that's what we're going to be wanting to see, is that same repeated performance in Australian conditions. And I hope he doesn't put that pressure on himself as well if it doesn't, go that way. I think he just needs to be happy within himself. And if it doesn't go, in Australia, it's okay. As long as he's happy, he's got his mates around him, he's got his best mate around him, which is Joe Root. That's really important. And he's recently talked about talking is so important with his family, with his, wife, his friends. He's got to keep doing that, not keep it inside, if it doesn't, go as well as he wants it to go in Australia. Don't put pressure on himself. Just enjoy the whole atmosphere of being at the Ashes. We know it's a tough place. Australia are supremely strong in their own conditions. But it's okay. As long as he's in a good place. That's the most important thing.
And how much of a psychological boost for the team will it be, do you think? I mean, we know what he can do with the bat and the ball, but he's also very aggressive. Monty, he's he's
a talisman, isn't he?
You can't bully him, and I think, do you think that will be a big part of it as well, the psychological edge that England might get from this?
Absolutely. You know, he's a player who lifts all the other England players in the team. He makes them into better, performs them better. He demands a sort of, you know, that high level sort of performances from them. And that's the kind of, I think, competition we want to see during the Ashes. You know, we don't want to quickly just phase it out and Australia, you know, like they have been, just dominant in their own conditions. So it'll be nice to see, you know, Ben Stokes, some of that heroic performances we see in England. Can he actually, you know, repeat that in Australian conditions? We don't know. We actually don't know yet. But it's brilliant just to see Ben Stokes. Just the name Ben Stokes on an England, you know, 11, you're going to get massive ticket sales. You're going to get huge viewership. So it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant just to see Ben Stokes back in this England team.
It's just about to turn 8:30 in the morning there. Monty, what are the tabloids saying today? What's dominating the headlines? Is it cricket or is it the pressure building on Manchester United?
It's Manchester United. Everyone is saying Zidane doesn't have a job, will be coming to Man United. Some people are saying, you know, give him until the Manchester derby against Man City, because all the Man City fans want to win. That's why they want that to happen. But it's huge pressure on Solskjaer at the moment. You know, that 5-0, you know, battering by Liverpool was just unbelievable. It was, you know, it's that sort of level performance since, I think, 1898, when they lost 7-1 when they actually beat, you know, Man United 7-1. So you can see this magnitude of performance. It's never happened, you know, in the history of Man United, you know, football. So if the question remains, you know, will they want, you know, Conte there, Zinedine Zidane, or is it, you know, Solskjaer? You know, do they keep him for another three games? Three games will be max, but it's huge pressure. They're calling for his sacking, and that's all they're talking about is Solskjaer to go.
See, nothing gets past Monty, Matt. This is what we're getting on.
Just on that, Monty, just on the overall coverage of sport over there, I mean, football is so dominant. It just dominates absolutely everything. When the Ashes is on, does it get a look in? I mean, is it still on the back burner? Is it still football, or does Ashes leapfrog it just for that series?
Well, it's going to be depending on how the series starts. If it starts really well, and we see you know, competition in any sport, if it's really good and that interest level is high, then absolutely, you know, you're still going to be watching it. But the thing is, with England and Australia and the time difference, it still allows for people are willing to get up early. They're willing to, you know, order their Uber, you know, Uber Eats and Deliveroo, have their meals, you know, when the games are on in the morning, and then they can watch the football afterwards. So, you know, English fans will be just, you know, absolutely stoked, you know, to see, you know, a stronger England team. And also with the, you know, it's cold and, you know, people don't want to go out. You just want to watch cricket in the early morning. That's it, you know.
Makes you feel warm.
It's going to be a huge interest in England.
I just checked the weather of the Tuesday morning. It's 11 degrees and drizzling, Monty. It sounds like London.
That's very much London, mate. And it's you know, please don't tell me the weather conditions in Melbourne, because it will, you know, probably
25 degrees and sunny today, and only better tomorrow.
Well, there you go. I need to be in Australia. That's where I need to be.
Well, when you come, Monty, hop straight into the Sports Day studio. We'd love to have you. Thanks for coming on. We'll chat soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.